Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh.
Trusting that you see me through.
somebody out there saying I need God in my house.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joanne P, where your host is none other than Apostle Sadie Elliott. So glad and elated that you have stopped by the show today. And if you would like to call anybody and invite them to the show, the phone number is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. Invite them to Joy and Peace. We were glad to have them to come on. And all you have to do, anyone that would like to say something, hit 1 on your keypad, and I will gladly bring you in on the broadcast. Hallelujah. Before we start, let's have a few words of prayer. Dear Lord, when life seems chaos, remind me of your love and protection. Difficulty times to hand and part of provide opportunities for me to grow closer to you. Thank you for all that this day has to offer. Give me, Lord, to treat all those that I meet with courtesy and respect. You have created each person in your own image, and let me honor those who care cross my path with the dignity that you have bestowed upon them. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today our broadcast is saying, the topic is saying yes to God. And one of our scriptures coming from Isaiah 41 and 10 in the King James Version. And it says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Your decision to seek a deeper relationship with God will not remove all problems from your life. To the contrary, it will bring about a series of personal crises as you constantly seek to say yes to God. You know, while the world encourages you to do otherwise, each time you are tempted to distance yourself from the Creator, you will face a spiritual crisis. That means we are to walk with God each and every day. Don't leave him in the house. Don't leave him here. When you go, take him along with you. When you get in the car, let him be the pilot of that car. Let you be the passenger. Let him be that driver. You know, the few of these crises may momentum and scope, but mostly will be small, everyday decisions of life. In fact, life here on earth can be seen as one test after another. You all know that's on the line now. One test come after another. One thing happen, by the time you, before you get through with that, something else done come up. It's just a test, you all. And with each crisis come yet another opportunity to grow closer to God or to distance yourself from his plan for your life. You know, so many people want to walk away from what God has instructed them to do. They don't know how they're going to do it, but go to God. Say yes to God. You will regret it. Say yes to him today. You know, today you will face many opportunities to say yes to your Creator. And you will also encounter many opportunities to say no to him. Your answer will be determined the quality of your day and the direction of your life. So answer carefully, very carefully, on what you're saying to God. You know, the Christian life is not a playground. It is a battleground. When you say yes to God, that's the time you're going to start battling with the enemy once, because he no longer have you. You've turned your life to completely over to God. You have to spend time with God every day. And over in Exodus 20 and 3 says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. That means you can't put nothing else before God. Husband, children, family, God come first. And after God, then all these things come up. You can be added to you. You know, when it comes to spending time with God, are you a squeezer or a pleaser? Are you a person who squeezes God into your busy schedule with an occasional prayer before meal and maybe with a quick visit to church on Sundays? Think about that. Or do you please God by talking to him far more often than that? If you're wise, you will form a habit of spending time with God every day. When you do, it will change your life. Spending time with God and telling him yes. You know, we'll go back in our life and say, I remember I was such and such an age, and I told God yes. But are you still saying yes at the age you are now? Or have you fell along the wayside? If some of you all or anybody that's listening to this broadcast now that need to get on board, that means it's time to say yes to God again and mean it. And keep on keeping on with the word of God. You know, when you begin each day with your head bowed and your heart lifted, you remind yourself of God's love. When you think about all God have did for you and steadily doing for you, you can't help but say yes to God. When you say yes, that encounter a lot of stuff because you don't know where he's going to take you, what he's going to tell you to do next, but you are sure it's something that will keep you on the right path when you say yes to God. You know, his protection and his commandments. And if you are wise, you will use your morning prayer time to align your priorities for the coming day with the teaching and commandments of God's holy word. We start off our morning every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning for prayer. Some of us start earlier. But we come together as a group at 6 o'clock in the morning for prayer. We're lifting up God. We're not lifting up ourselves. We're praying for other people, not just our 1, 2, 3 and no more. We are saying yes to God. What's my assignment for today, God? What would you have me to do, God? And, you know, that's what we have to talk to God, just like you talk to your husband, your children, your neighbor, in a nice, respectable way. That's what we have to come to God. God, I love you. God, I adore you. God, I magnify you. I glorify you, God. You know, you got to think about he's your all in all. And you want to do what he said. You don't want to do what you want to do because what you want to do may not be right, may not be worth a hill of beans. But we saying yes to God. Even if you're the busiest person on planet Earth, you can still carve out a little time for God. You know, in the course of a day, we say we're tired, we're busy with this, we're busy with that. But God gave you the strength. He gave you the energy. He gave you the finding everything to go along your day, and you can't spend an hour, a little time with God. You go into him for gimme, 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 gimme. But when are you saying yes when he said, such and such a person, I need you to go such and such a place. Yes, Lord, I will do it. You told him yes when you was little coming up. What's wrong about the same yes, Y-E-S, yes, saying yes to God. You want this and you want that, but when are you doing something for God? When are you spending time with the Lord? You know, you think about that. And that's when you think about it, isn't that the very least you should do? Is spend time with God. You know, when you think about that, you got to seek his will for your life. Over in Psalms 143 and 10 say, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. You know, if God has a plan for our world and our life, God does not do things by accident. We're still saying yes to God. He is willfully and intentionally, unfortunately for us, we cannot always understand the will of God. But why? Because we are mortal beings with limited understanding. Although we cannot fully comprehend the will of God, we should always trust the will of God. You know, as this day unfolds, that's for everyone listening, whether by archives, whether by Facebook, or on the line with me today. We cannot fully comprehend the will of God. We should always trust the will of God. And as this day unfolds, seek God's will and obey his word. When you entrust your life to him without reservation, he will give you the courage to meet any challenge, the strength to endure any trial, and the wisdom to live in his righteousness and in his peace. We are talking about saying yes to God today. If the Lord's will is not just a statement or believer's lips, it is the constant attitude of his heart. You know, we have to study his word, seek his guidance. Give us the wisdom to know your will for our life and the courage to follow wherever he may lead us today and forever. Today we are saying yes to God. And you know, a lot of people said yes a long time ago, but they're doing everything about saying yes to God. You know, we have to be seeking God and finding that happiness when we say yes to God. Psalm 146 and 5 say, be happy are those, but happy are those who hope is in the Lord their God. We're saying yes, y'all, constantly saying yes. Happiness depends less upon our circumstance than upon our thought. We want to be happy, and we're saying yes to God. But when we're not happy, we're not doing what God say, we'll say late, not now, or when I need to do it, whatever, you say Daisy. You know, but when we turn our thoughts to God, to his gifts, and to his glory creation, we experience the joy that God intended for his children. But when we focus on the negative aspects of life, we suffer needlessly. Do you sincerely want to be a happy Christian? Say yes to God. Then set your mind and your heart upon God's love and his grace. The fullness of life in Christ is available to all who seek it and claim it. Count yourself among the number. Seek first the salvation that is available through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ when you say yes. Then claim the joy, the peace, spiritually abundance that the shepherd offers his sheep. You know, God has charged himself with full responsibility for our eternal happiness and stand ready to take over the management of our life the moment we turn in truth in faith to him. Today we're talking about saying yes to God. Not yes to Bobo Sam Sausage Head and Mary Lou, but yes to our Heavenly Father, our Creator, who made heaven and earth. And you know, while we're saying yes, we got to seek his will. Over in Psalms 143 and 10, it says, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. That means we're saying yes to God today. You know, God has a plan for our world and our life. God does not do things by accident. He is willful, intentional. Unfortunately for us, we cannot always understand the will of God. Why? Because we are mortal beings with limited understanding. When you think about what God is doing for you, what God has done for you, you have to praise him when we say yes. Sometimes in our rush to get things done, we simply don't stop long enough to pause and thank our Creator for the countless blessings that he's blessing us with. He has bestowed upon us, but when we slow down and express our gratitude to the one who made us, we enrich our own lives and the lives of those around us. Thanksgiving should become a habit, a regular part of our daily routine. Thanking God, giving him the praise. You know, God has blessed us beyond measure. We owe him everything, including our eternal praise. Let us praise him today, tomorrow, throughout eternity, because we said yes, and we are saying yes today. Most of the verses written about praising God's word was voiced by people faced with crushing heartaches, injustice, treacherous slander, scores of other difficult situations. But today we can come to our Heavenly Father because we hear God's voice. But this is commendable if because of conscience toward God, one endured grief, suffered wrongfully. I'm giving you some things and telling you some things that we should say yes to God. Most of us follow our conscience as we follow a wheelbarrow. We push it in front of us in the direction we want to go. To do so, of course, is a profound mistake. Yet all of us on occasion have failed to listen to the voice that God planted in our heart, and all of us have suffered the consequence, saying yes to God today. God gave you a conscience for a very good reason, to make your path conform to his will. You know, wise believer, make it a practice to listen carefully to that quiet, inner voice. Count yourself among the number. When your conscience speaks, listen and learn. In all likelihood, God is trying to get his message through. All likelihood, it is a message that you desperately need to hear, saying yes to God. You know, the beginning of backsliding means your conscience does not answer to the truth. You speak to me through the gift of your holy word, and Father, you speak to me through that still small voice that tell me right from wrong. Let me follow your way, Lord, and in these quiet moments, show me your path for this day that I might serve. We're saying yes to God today. And if anyone would like to say something on that topic, I'll give you a few minutes and welcome to come on. In our tag words today, we are using relationship, creator, decision, and opportunity. We have to have a relationship with God. When we say yes to him, he is our creator. We have decision, but we still have to say yes to God. When we go to him, he will show us what to do and what not to do. He gives us all kind of opportunities to spread the gospel, to tell somebody else, say yes to God and not no. You'll come out better saying yes. So I'll give somebody a few minutes if they want to say something concerning this topic today. The word of God says in Mark 5 and 36, be not afraid, only believe. When you're saying yes to God, don't be afraid. He's going to take care of you. He's going to lead you and guide you through all situation, all decision that you have to make. But you need to go to God. You know, most of the things you worry about will never come to pass. Yet we worry still. We worry about the future. We worry about finances and relationships. As we survey the landscape of our life, we observe all manner of molehills, imagine them to be a mountain. Are you concerned about the inevitable challenge that make up the fabric of everyday life? If so, why not ask God to help you regain a clear perspective about the problem and opportunity that confront you? When you petition your Heavenly Father sincerely and seek his guidance, he can touch your heart, clear your vision, renew your mind, and calm your fear. That's enough to say yes to God. Your words remind me, Lord, that even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I need fear no evil, for you are with me. Thank you, Lord, for a perfect love that casts out fear. Let me live courageous and faithful this day and every day. Today we're talking about saying yes to God. You know, we go to God, we want this and we want that, but when we do, we say yes. Yes, Lord, I'll do that. Yes, Lord, I'll go. And that's all he had. You know, the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are so few. We have a lot of souls need to be saved out there. But are you saying yes to God today? We have a lot of outreaching we need to do. Are you saying yes to God today? Think about that. But you'll go to him and action for this and action for that. But are you saying yes to God? You tell Bobo Sam Sausage Head yes, Sally Mace, yeah. But when do you tell God yes? Yes to God. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. You know, Psalms 55 and 22 say, cast your burden on the Lord, and he will support you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. You know, your decision to seek a deeper relationship with God will not remove all problems from your life. To the contrary, it will bring about a series of personal crises as you constantly seek to say yes to God. Although the world encourages you to do otherwise, you live in a world that seeks no snare your attention and leads you away from God. Each time you attempted to distance yourself from the Creator, you will find a spiritual crisis. A few of these crises might be momentum and scope, but most will be small, everyday decisions of life. In fact, life here on earth can be seen as one test after another. And with each crisis comes yet another opportunity to grow closer to God or to distance yourself from his plan for your life. So today, grow closer to God. Say yes to your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because he's the author and the finisher of your faith. You know, today as you serve on the front line of life, you will face many opportunities today to say yes to your Creator. And you will also encounter many opportunities to say no to him. Your answer will determine the quality of your day and the direction of your life. So answer carefully, very carefully. You know, I would say thank you, Lord, for loving me. And thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to this earth so that I may receive your gift of eternal love and eternal life. I will praise you, dear God, today, forever, tomorrow, because I said yes to my Heavenly Father. If there's anybody on the line today that want to testify that you said yes to God, hit one on your keypad and I'll gladly bring you in. You know, God will never leave you, even if you don't say yes. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, 2 Samuel 22:2-3, and my deliverance. He and the God of my strength in whom I will trust. You mean, you know, being a godly believer in this difficult world, it is no easy task. Ours is a time of uncertainty, danger, a time when even the most courageous have legitimate concerns. But as believers, let me raise this up. You're not on the air, caller. Go right ahead.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning to you, Apostle.
Good morning.
The infinite, the compassionate, the influential, the righteousness, we must prepare ourselves for the wedding feast. If we're not preparing for the wedding feast, then we have lost everything that God has presented to us, because the wedding feast would entail a wedding incorporated by Jesus Christ. And looking at the wedding, there it's obvious that many have fallen by the wayside because of what they hear. This is why we have to be careful in what we hear and what we intake as what we hear, to be the truth, or maybe paralyzing intimacy, not really not knowing that it's not correct. But we accept a lot of situations that we should not accept, to believe that Jesus is the Christ. And we are here for one reason, preparing for the wedding feast. And in preparation for the wedding feast, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, God prepared his kingdom feast for us through Jesus Christ. And if we're not making an effort to hear what the Word of God said, as you have given over the command of the Word, if we're not hearing, then we need to stop what we're doing, give God the time that is required. He said, pray without ceasing. That means before you eat, before you lay down, before you do anything, pray without ceasing. We have to stay in prayer. We have to stay in communication. We can't communicate with God if we're not in communication with him through the verbal passage of life. We have to speak those things that are, which will turn into those things that we speak, will manifest themselves, whether it's good or bad. So we have to be careful in what we say about one another and to one another. But the major emphasis here today is, am I seeking God? Is he my ultimate supreme being? Or have I adopted someone else that I thought could be? Be careful, the ears and the mouthpiece that we hear. Be careful what we say. Be careful what we do. Be careful what we wear. Be careful how we look at others. Be careful how we disciple others, because we will be discipled by Jesus, the Almighty Christ. And in closure, the feet of Jesus Christ, he's a messenger, a servant. He came down as a public example, and he made all kind of miracles take place. Then he ascended back into the heavens. But he says, I will come back. And when I come back, will I find any saved among you? We have to be careful what we hear. We have to be careful what we wear. We have to be careful where we go. We have to be careful the things that we ask him for. We have to be careful in every phase of our lives, because we could be easily entrapped by the enemy. Clothing. The change is necessary, for our kingdom provides the garments of white linen to wear. Our wedding garments are being prepared. Are you ready? Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Carla. I thank you for sharing that with us today. And like you just said, are you ready? Are you ready to meet the bridegroom? Are you prepared? Have you been saying yes all these years that you've been out, you say, doing stuff for the Lord, but did you say yes? Or are you just doing it for a show? But is it really coming from your heart to say yes and do the things that God would have for you to do? Thank you so much, Carla. You know, we have to have courage for the great sorrow of life and patience for the small ones. And when you have labored, liberally accomplish your daily task, go to sleep in peace. God is awake. That means you told him yes. Yes, I'll go, Lord. Yes, I'll tell him, God. Yes, I would do your will. Yes, I'm saying yes. We don't know what that word, three-letter word, may be small, but in the kingdom of God, that is a big word, yes. Because you don't know what God going to have you doing, where he going to send you, but you've been telling him yes all the while. So continue saying yes and give me the strength, give me the courage, show me what I should do. And like the caller just said, watch what you're saying, watch what you do, because you're still in the service of the Lord. I thank God for this topic today. I was only going to do 30 minutes today, and I give God praise today for this topic, saying yes to God. And I can remember when I told God yes, and I'm still saying yes to God. No matter what trials or tribulation come up, I'm still saying yes to God, because I know at the end of the day, God is still a yes on my heart, still in my mind, still in my on my tongue, still in my thought pattern. I'm saying yes to God. And so today, we thank God for the broadcast. We thank God for the caller that called in today and shared with us what she wanted to share with us about this topic. And I hope everyone that's on the line or will come to the archives later will get something out of this topic, saying yes to God. You tell everybody else around you yes, but when are you going to say yes to God? So until next Wednesday, I want all of you all to be blessed. This Saturday, we will have the Women Unified in Christ from 3 to 4. Anybody would like to come to this line, all you do is come straight to this phone number. And we're going to have it on Blog Talk. I will start it with the new year. I will start putting it on probably Facebook or on the website. But right now we're just going with Blog Talk, where you can call in on your phone. And if you want to give that number to somebody, area code 646 416-438-4389. We would love to hear from others that have some other things that they would like to share, too, that will make the program so much better and interested. And I thank the callers that called in today, and I thank those that was on and just listened today. To God be the glory. Love each and every one of you all. Hope to hear from you all on next week. Caller, did you have anything else to say in our closing? So we give God the praise and the glory. And until next week, you all be blessed. I love each and every one of you. You know my little cliche, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. Say yes to God today. Tell somebody else, it's time to say yes. Your family members, it's time to say yes. Your coworkers, it's time to say yes. Your neighbors, it's time to say yes to God. And until Saturday, we'll be back on with Women Unified in Christ. Have a wonderful and a blessed day in the Lord. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.